Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. I am Stank Dog with you on this short edition of HPR Today. We're going to be doing a little software review of a handy little application that I've been using recently called KeePass. That's K-E-E-P-A-S-S. And you can find out a little bit more about it on your own and download it at keepass.info. That's K-E-E-P-A-S-S.info. What this application is, as you may have guessed from the name, a piece of software that you can use to store all of your accounts, usernames, passwords, and notes or other information, server names, things like that, all in one convenient location. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, I already do that. I store that information in Excel or Notepad, a TXT file or something like that. But the problem with those is, sure, they get the job done as far as storing passwords, but they're not really the most reliable and safe way to store data because of keeping things in plain text. So even if you were to attach a password file or attach a password and lock up your XLS file, for example, it's still not the greatest algorithm in the world and can be cracked. That's where one of the first features of KeePass stands out for me. All of the information is stored into one database. One database contains all that information, and that database is encrypted. That's the nature of what the software does. So it's going to completely encrypt using AES, 256-bit cryptography protecting the database itself, which means not just your passwords, but even the usernames and even the site names. Every single bit of data is stored in a highly encrypted database. That's the first thing. Secondly, inside of that database, the passwords are actually hashed. So they're hashed with a, the password is hashed with a 256-bit key. And then the actual database itself is encrypted as well. So you have two things in there happening to protect data once you've opened the application. And then you have something in case, something that encrypts the entire database in case you were to, for example, lose that file or somebody were to somehow get access to your computer or remotely hack into your computer and get the file. The database file itself is encrypted. So they wouldn't be able to do too much with it with such a high encryption algorithm, such an advanced encryption algorithm on it. It's going to be difficult for them to crack it even if they were to get their hands on it. So that's something very important and actually very good for even business use. Now, I'm using this personally at home, but I also use this for my job where I have a lot of servers, I guess I should say, with lots of different usernames and passwords. So I've begun storing a lot of that information into this app, a lot of those accounts in this application, I should say. So very cool, very interesting application. The couple other things that it does that are worth mentioning is all of this is stored into the database file, and sure, the database is encrypted and all that, but how do you, as a user, get into it? Well, the entire database is encrypted, and you can gain access to your database one of two ways. Well, one of three ways, really. The first and most obvious way is to put a password on the application itself. Obviously, you want to use a strong password, and standard password rules apply here. If you put a crummy password on it, and somebody does get the file, and were to just do an old-fashioned brute force or guessing of what your password might be, you know, if you use the word password or any of the traditional things like that, then not only did they crack into the database and open the file, decrypt the file, but they also have access to all of your other usernames and passwords. So it is a single point of failure. So you have to notice that and you have to respect that. So you should put a very strong password in place to protect this. Well, that's where the second thing comes in. The other way you can also protect this is to actually write a key file. And it will generate a random key, and you can store that key file so that you need the key file to access it. So, for example, if you were to install this on a computer machine that you use and store the database on there, it's encrypted, but only if someone has the key file physically in their possession could they get in and access it. So if, for example, and just to be hypothetical, law enforcement were to get your computer and want to try to access this database with all your usernames and passwords, they would need the key file to do it. Obviously, you don't want to put the key file right on the same computer machine, because then they've got the access to it and therefore anything contained in the database. So that's where the third thing comes in, and probably the best scenario is to have dual-factor authentication, where you have to A, enter in a known password, and B, also have that key file physically available. So this is handy for a couple of ways. Again, the two I pointed out the weaknesses in the way the other two applications of security fail, but when you combine these together, you give yourself something interesting. And actually, it's very functional in a way, and let me explain. You can have this installed in multiple locations. You can make the database portable and carry it around with you on a USB key, and copy it from one system to another and have all of those in multiple locations in case you can't get access to another one. Or you can install the key file, and you can install the key file on a USB key and carry it with you. That way, every computer that you're at, you simply put in the USB key or memory card or whatever else and have the key with you to open that database. So you could actually install the database in multiple locations, just carry that key around with you on your USB key, which is pretty much the definition of where the word comes from, and have access to it. Another thing that you can do, and KeePass even offers this on their site, you can download a portable version, and which does exactly what I described. There's a Windows installer, but what I use is just the portable installer, and you can install the entire thing onto a key drive and leave the .key file on the computers and carry the database around with you encrypted and have the .key file copy that to all the locations where you think you might access it. And just put the drive in, so now you've got the database available, look for the key file on that local drive. So you can do it one of those two ways. So you've got some flexibility there, and still type in your password. So what that does is, in any scenario, if you were to lose your USB key or memory card or whatever the storage medium you've used, no one can really do anything with it when they found it, because they don't have the key file, and or they don't have the database if they have the key file. So without them being all together in one place. Now, a bad idea, of course, would be to put all of that on your USB key, the key file right there with the database, so that they have the access. You still got the password protection, which, again, like I said, if you use a strong password, you still have that, but it's still a bad idea to put all of that together. The best case scenario is to break the key file up from the encrypted database. Something else that they offer that's kind of cool is that this has been ported. I should also point out this is open source software, so you can find the source code, browse it, and make sure it is doing what you think it's doing, the great thing about open source, of course. Or do what other people have done, and that is port it. There are actually versions of KeePass for your cell phones, pocket PCs, Windows Mobile 6, 5, etc., etc. It's been ported to Linux and Mac OS X. Actually, I think that's a universal platform independent version has been ported out of that as well. There's a BlackBerry version, a Palm OS version, etc., etc. So there's lots of different versions of this, which is great. The main version, I guess, that most everybody uses is the Windows installer, for obvious reasons, but you could use this in just about any environment. The other cool thing is you can have multiple user keys, which could come in handy. You could have multiple people using one application, or different key files, or different accounts, et cetera, et cetera. It will export. I don't really have the need of that, quite frankly. I just needed one secured place to store all my passwords in, instead of having them scribbled here or memorized there, et cetera, or in different files or emails. So some of these advanced features are not something that I'll ever see myself using. However, they could come in handy, depending on what your needs are. One of those is that has a lot of great export features. You can export all the information, the username, passwords, out to different formats, from plain old TXT files to XML files, comma-separated value files, et cetera, and then import them into other applications. So that would be cool if, for some reason, you did want to switch software and try something else, or convert that data out into another application or store it someplace else, you're not stuck with your data stored in a proprietary system and have to type it all over again in a new application. You can export that data and import it somewhere else and do whatever it is you want to do with it. So that's pretty cool. Again, I mentioned how portable it is. You can put notes in there to describe exactly what it goes to, help you remember maybe how to use it or what application it is. There's a field in there to store a URL for websites. And navigation is pretty simple. You can put together a little tree, a traditional tree environment, and group things by category. It comes defaulted with several common ones like internet, email, etc. So you can store your email accounts in one tree and store your internet access accounts to different websites or whatever in another. But it's customizable. It comes with a bunch of little icons come with it, so you can create subgroups with their own custom icons if that floats your boat, and I've actually used that for a few other things. So all in all, I'd say this is a very good application. Again, if you want to check this out, you can go to keepass.info, that's keepass.info. Go check it out. Go check out some of the plugins. It does allow you to write plugins for it, so that's kind of cool. And again, it is open source, so that is something we always support here at Hacker Public Radio. Thank you for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.